today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Derek and Eric here. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
You just came back from jury duty. Is that correct?
Yep. That was fun.
Well, we're going to keep it legal for you. You're off the jury, but we're going to discuss a topic that is all about the courtroom, and it's Alec Baldwin, who has the hammer's finally been dropped. He will be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the fatal Rush shooting. Remember, this was October 2021. He was shooting a scene, I believe, in some sort of church setting. The cinematographer was lining up the shot. He had a prop gun that was a real gun.
Yeah.
Supposed to have blanks in it. He ends up pointing it, and the gun goes off. Now, whether or not he pulled the trigger, that's going to be a point of dispute in the trial, but Helena Hutchins ended up passing away. She was a cinematographer. The bullet then passed through her and went into Joel Souza, who got injured in his shoulder. And now we have charges. New Mexico, where the film was being shot, was looking into this for a long time.
It's been a year and a half now.
It's been a year and a half, and this is a good thing to have a careful investigation. They're not a place where many movies are filmed, so this was somewhat unique for them in some sense. And now he's got these two counts of involuntary manslaughter. He faces up to 5 years in prison. I mean, these are serious charges.
I don't think he'll be in prison for 5 years.
I don't think he'll serve any time at the end of this.
I think interesting that the district attorney in New Mexico is charging him as an actor and a producer.
Yes.
Because she says as the actor, he's the one who physically pulled the trigger, and as a producer, it was his job to make sure that the set was safe.
Yeah, let's take these in two pieces. As an actor, I've never thought that there's any culpability on the part of Alec Baldwin. You're an actor, you're there to perform on set, you expect certain things to be done for you, including being handed a cold gun. He's got to memorize lines. And
you trust that there's
blocking.
Not live ammo.
There's an element of trust.
Yeah. We should mention that the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is also facing the same charges Alec is.
That's
possibly
correct.
The 5 years in prison.
That's
it
correct.
It was her job to make sure that there were not live bullets in the gun.
Right. So as an actor, look, he's handed a gun. He fiddles with the gun or pulls the trigger. Either case, I don't think as an actor, Alec Baldwin has criminal culpability, so we'll see where that case goes, but it's a hard sell to say that an actor is handed what they believe to be a cold gun, pulling the trigger, should be criminally liable. Now, as an executive producer, I think he's in a different situation, and here's why. You're sort of, the buck stops here, and the way New Mexico has framed, the prosecutors framed this case, is there was a massive disregard for safety protocols on this set. You should never have live bullets even anywhere near the set. There was obviously a box that they found that had some live ammunition. If any of those end up in a gun that you're pulling the trigger on set, someone can get injured, and that's
or
why.
Killed.
That's right. And look, I don't think Alec had any intention here, but
the
charge is not about his intention. The charge is going to come down to whether he committed a lawful act that might result in death without due caution or circumspection. Those are the elements of involuntary manslaughter, and someone did die here.
That he did not mean to kill her. Clearly, this was not premeditated homicide or anything like that, but she is dead, and he is the reason.
That's right.
Where do you
fall on this? You seem to have some sympathies. I think this is a perfectly legitimate charge.
Charge. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to spend 5 years in prison. No. I don't think anybody thinks that. I don't think Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is going to spend 5 years in prison. I think closer what we'll see is, so also the assistant director on this film was also charged. And he took a plea deal, so he got a suspended sentence and 6 months probation.
Now, that's going to be key, because when you take a plea deal, you typically agree to cooperate with related investigations.
Yes.
So that means that Dave Halls is his name. Mm-hmm. He's the one who apparently yelled cold gun on the set, and so he had some culpability that he was worried about. He takes the plea deal for negligent discharge of a firearm. As you said, he's going to get probation. But will he testify? Now, Alec Baldwin's vowed to fight this. He says this is a distortion of the facts in this case. It is besmirching the legacy of Helena Hutchins, said all of that stuff to say that I'm criminally liable. However, Matthew Hutchins, her husband, says through his representative that he agrees with the charges in this case. He says his attorney, Brian Panish, who represented him when he was suing Alec Baldwin in wrongful death, since settled. He said, "We want to thank the Santa Fe sheriff and the district attorney. Our independent investigation also supports charges are warranted. It is a comfort to the family that New Mexico, no one is above the law. We support the charges." What do you make of that? Some people were confused. I'm not, but are you?
Well, it's odd to me just that, didn't he have a deal with Alec Baldwin to get a producer credit on this movie after she died?
Yes. So it seems funny, but he settled civilly. He said, "Look, I my wife has passed away. I find you somewhat responsible. I'm going to sue you for wrongful death unless you give me something in return as compensation." But it doesn't mean that he likes Alec Baldwin. They're not kumbaya. I mean,
definitely
he's
not.
He's still the guy who fired the gun, and he thinks there's some criminal responsibility separate and apart from his civil suit that he settled.
It's funny. I think what's kind of hurting Alec Baldwin is
arrogance.
I think I have sympathy for him. I do feel sorry that he did not mean to kill her.
Yeah,
I think that's devastating and tragic. But it's the way he's been since this has all happened is just. Like all the interviews, and like he's still like, I did not fire the gun. Well, the FBI found that you did, and that's why the charges are being filed, the criminal charges.
This is where that interview is going to come back to haunt him. We talked about this when it was happening. I believe it was George Stephanopoulos who's interviewing him in the wake of this tragedy. Obviously, he was getting battered in the media as being responsible, so he felt compelled to go out and sort of tell his side of the story. From a legal perspective, we thought this was disastrous at the time. Harvey, Jason and I sat up at his podium and were like, what is he doing? What kind of lawyer would allow his client to go talk to George Stephanopoulos about this while there's a criminal investigation?
He stopped on the side of the road and just talked to camera people.
Talked to camera people
just
without anyone.
Anybody randomly, he would just talk about it.
He's too smart for his own good. Alec Baldwin's a very smart man, but these are the worst type of clients. I'm telling you, you want a client who just hands themselves over to you and says, please help me. That's not Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin's like, I got this. I know what to say, what not to say to get myself in trouble, and he just does it. I mean, the law is a very sort of complicated animal, and him going out there on Stephanopoulos, and remember, he said, I didn't pull the trigger, I fiddled with the hammer.
And it went off by itself.
Here's a big problem. There, the gun exists,
yeah.
And it's going to be tested endlessly during this investigation, and they're going to see whether pulling the hammer could ever fire that gun. And they've concluded that that's not how the gun fires. You can't just pull the hammer back and boom, hit the bullet, and fire the gun that way. So they think he pulled the trigger, and that has changed the sort of analysis. Now he has to get on the stand and talk about that inconsistency.
Yeah.
That's going to be uncomfortable.
It just seems like, he is his own worst enemy in this, because the civil suit, which he settled anyway with Helena's husband, was going to happen.
Like, yes.
He's a very wealthy, famously very wealthy person. He was the producer, the actor. There was going to be a civil suit.
Yeah.
And that happened. Mm-hmm. But criminally, if he's just like, it was an accident, and seemed more contrite about it. The same way you see with the assistant director who, whatever his plea deal was, we'll find out what the terms of that are. But I could see Alec Baldwin getting like 6 months probation or sentence, just like this was a terrible thing that happened, move on. But
I think you'd be wise.
It's like he's making it worse by like, I didn't pull the trigger. It's like, but
the defiance
is. But you did. The FBI said, yes, you did.
Right. And the defiance is very strange because he can reconcile both. He can say this was a tragic accident and still take a plea deal. I think he thinks of it as binary. If I admit to criminal responsibility in any way, I'm undermining this narrative that this was a tragic accident and that he believes that. But this is...
No, but even if he admitted, like, I pulled the trigger, it hit her, she died. It doesn't make it... I don't think anybody thinks he meant to do it.
Right.
Or it was still like, that's a terrible accident. That's awful.
Yeah. Look, I mean, everyone uses this term tragic accident to mean there's no criminal responsibility. That's just not the case. Look at the elements of this charge are commission of a lawful act. Firing the gun on a movie set is a lawful act.
Yeah.
However, if it's done and it results in death and there's not due caution or circumspection, those are the terms that are really going to lean on. They're going to look at how this set was run. And Alec Baldwin, in his capacity as executive producer, does have a responsibility to run a safe set. And do I think he knew that there were live bullets on the set? Do I think he said, bring in all the bullets and we'll mix them up? Of course not. Of course he didn't say that.
No.
But in some sense...
It was an oversight.
Harry Truman says, the buck stops here, and he is the buck as EP.
And even that, when he tried to be like, it's just like kind of, in name only, it's like a title... It doesn't matter.
You can try that. Yes.
You can try that, but that's not going to work because we may know how things work in Hollywood or whatever, but still, you're the producer, so you do have that responsibility. And I wonder if this will change that going forward, because so many TV shows you watch, so many movies you watch, you will see famous like A-list actors or the star of the show will have a producer credit.
That's right. Because it means a lot of money.
Yes. And sometimes they are producing. And if you're on a film, you want that producing credit because... If it's like a prestige film that you think might win an Oscar, the producers are the one who get Best Picture.
That's right.
You want that award, but then that's the responsibility. I wonder if we'll see these sort of honorary things. Like the Marvel movies, before Stan Lee died, he was an executive producer.
Right.
How much do you think 94-year-old Stan was producing Avengers Endgame?
Very, very little. But does he want the potential responsibility down the road? Will you see more actors say, I'm good with just being an actor in this role. Pay me my back end, but I don't want that producer credit because it comes with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and if you're going to take it, then you have to actively be a producer on it.
That's right.
It can't just be... I just want the credit just to get paid more.
Let's prognosticate a little bit here, because this case is in New Mexico. New Mexico is not Hollywood. So in
Hollywood, they have, like Breaking Bad was filmed in New Mexico.
True.
Like, there is a film scene in New Mexico.
So this can cut two ways, though. So in Hollywood, there's a certain sort of like familiarity with the film industry. More is filmed here, obviously, than New Mexico, although, yes, there are things filmed in New Mexico like Breaking Bad. Does it cut in his favor that he's a big celebrity, you know, trouncing into court, and does he awe them, and do they let him off the hook, or do they say, look at Hollywood over here, this is our small town, let's hold this big muckety-muck with his deep pockets responsible? It could go either way. In Hollywood, there's a sort of jaded, like, we've seen Alec Baldwin, he doesn't impress us, I might hold him responsible.
I think either way, Alec Baldwin is not a super beloved celebrity.
No.
Like, there have been all kinds of things over the years where people have had issues with him, and
he's
certainly
prickly.
And you know, New Mexico is a, it's not necessarily a conservative state, but depending on the kind of jury you get, because a lot of conservative people hate Alec Baldwin very much.
Yes.
If you have a couple of those people in the jury, I mean, you would hope that
New Mexico's a blue state, so hopefully he'll get a mix of people that are more politically disposed to him.
You would also hope that if somebody's on trial, that whatever their politics are, whatever you feel about them personally, you would hope a juror doesn't let that cloud
You can hope in one hand, these are human beings, and you were just sitting on a jury, and you
I wasn't on a jury.
You had jury duty, so you sit around and you look around, and they're just people, man, and everyone brings in their own biases. I don't care what you say.
That's my thing. Just with our jury system in America, on the surface, it's a good idea. It's a trial by your peers. It's common people, but then I thought about it. I was like, look at the comment section of anything on the internet. And think, wow, those are all people who get jury duty.
Yes.
Maybe you don't want that all the time.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get too bogged down in the history of the jury system, but it used to be like everyone who was impaneled there kind of knew the person in town. It's no longer that way. Now it's like the internet, it's all diffused, there's the comment section. The jury system is a strange fit for modern America, and I don't know how it will cut for Alec Baldwin. We'll have to see. My guess is he's defiant, he says all this stuff during the news cycle, and then he quietly tries to cut a deal and move on with his life.
Yeah.
If that deal that's presented, and it's been a long investigation, involves any prison time, I don't think he'll take it. But if it's, you know, sort of 12 months of probation and things of that nature, I think he probably takes it.
But will they even offer it at this point? It seems like, you know, this district attorney in New Mexico is like, basically, you had your chance.
Yes.
And he has had his chance for over a year now. I think it's publicly, he's done kind of a lot of damage to his cause.
Yes.
People just don't like him, don't like how he's been about this.
Yeah, and look, the New Mexico prosecutor is like a dog with a bone. I mean, this is a very high-profile case. This is how prosecutors make their careers. They love celebrity trials because it gets them in the news, and they're, you know, for the most part, elected officials. So they need sort of a high profile. So, you know, prosecuting Alec Baldwin, the big Hollywood guy, is a feather in your cap in some sense. So I'm not sure they'll let it go so quickly, especially if Alec Baldwin remains kind of defiant. Now, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she'll be interesting because they're facing the same charges. Mm-hmm. She is obviously much less well-equipped in terms of financial resources to handle a long trial. So I could see her buckling and taking a deal before Alec. And then it puts Alec in a very precarious situation because now you've got Dave Halls, the guy who was the assistant director who already took the deal, Hannah Gutierrez, who may take a deal and also cooperate, and then you're alone. And then all of the people start pointing the finger at the remaining guy who says, I have no responsibility. And that becomes a dangerous situation for Alec Baldwin. So he's got to play this carefully. There's a bit of a chess game when you have a parallel prosecution like this with the armorer, because I don't see how she fights this for too long. Her career is in tatters. I have some sympathy for her.
I don't think she wanted a bullet on the set. Not that people have necessarily been going to her for comment, but she's not said anything that would make people, you know, feel a certain way against her necessarily. Like,
yes,
she maybe
she doesn't feel responsible. She said a few things to the media. She doesn't feel it's her. She messed up
at her job.
Yes.
I'd say it was an accident. It was an oversight. I didn't realize, you know.
A horrific accident.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and if you're the armorer, my sympathy only goes so far because you're handling deadly
weapons. That is her job. It is. But I'm saying, but like, I think people might be inclined to root against Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
I don't think they are with her.
I think you're right. So I think in a longer, you know, sort of trial, if you have an axe to grind, you may have it more to grind with a guy like Alec Baldwin than someone who's just sort of feels distraught over this and their entire career is in tatters.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin has positioned himself as, I'm moving on, I did nothing wrong, you know, sympathies to the family, I'll reshoot the movie with my executive producer partner who wants me criminally charged, Matthew Hutchins. It's a very sort of awkward dynamic all in all, but this will be watched very, very closely. And I think for Alec, getting it over with, it behooves him. You know, like he needs to turn the page. He's not a young man. He has some projects in the pipeline, and he doesn't want to become radioactive and sort of untouchable if he's in a 3-year trial or something like that.
Final thing, do you think, because they finished this movie, right? Didn't they go back and finish it?
I'm not
Wasn't
sure.
that the point
they,
of
the plan
her husband?
Was to go back and finish it. I'm not sure if it's in the can.
Does this ever come out?
That's a fascinating wrinkle to this.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, in some sense, it would do way better than it ever could have done because there's such a curiosity factor. I think Rust would have been a small independent Western with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
it might have done
straight to streaming
kind
past.
Of numbers. Now, geez, you could do a limited release. People would rush to it. I can imagine a lot of people saying, I want to see the movie that had the tragedy involved with it. It's similar to The Crow, right? The Crow was a good movie, but I think it did even better because there was a curiosity about, oh my gosh, am I going to get to see the scene where Brandon Crowe was
killed? And it's his final movie.
The whole thing. I think they will release it. I think it's been positioned as a tribute to Helena Hutchins, part of her, you know, artistic spirit being alive through the film. I think it will see the light of day, but I'm not sure about the timing. I don't think you can do it while they're in the middle of a criminal trial.
No.
That would be a mistake. So that'll do it for us today, but we'll keep you apprised of the case as it moves on, and I'll see you next time.